I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. You may have seen China's persecution in the headlines in recent weeks. Joe Handley of Asian Access says these specific cases follow a wider trend.
Over the last few years, the government is more concerned about the rise and influence of the underground church, sometimes called house churches. Those I'm talking to have talked about people put under house arrest or some form of monitoring.
The pandemic provided a brief respite as China's government focused on containing outbreaks. However, officials now find time to target church activity online. Please pray believers will find new strength and encouragement in the Lord.
They're not afraid of persecution. They're not afraid of pressure. They've been through this before.
And Keys for Kids Ministries is sending 500 storytellers to Nepal. These solar-powered MP3 devices come with 30 hours of Keys for Kids devotionals, plus an audio Bible. Ashley Hookman says these storytellers will go to the northwest region of the country.
Nepal is one of our actually biggest groups that we work with, but it's pretty rare for Nepal to be reached with the word. There's only about 4% of people there that are Christians. It's a very Hindu nation. So there's a lot of persecution. It's one of the top 50 countries that experience high amount of persecution for Christians there.
Keys for Kids uses creative stories to share the life of Jesus with kids. Each storyteller costs $70. To support this program in Nepal, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.